Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our weekly wine review. And I got something a little different. I went out and I was kind of replenishing some of the wines that I had. And I saw this kind of standing out. I went to Total Wines. If y'all don't know, Total Wines is the supermarkets of wines. I love going there because they sectioning them out in like different regions, and then they have some different kinds of wines. Like they may have a Cabernet aisle, they may have a Chardonnay aisle. But then when you know what you're looking for, you'll say, hey, I want to go to an Argentine because I love a Malbec. So that's what brought me to this. This is a Rose of Malbec, or Rosé of Malbec. Now, mostly I get other red wines that are for Rosé. I don't normally get a Malbec, which was really, really different. So when I picked this up, you know, the normal grapes that you use for Rosé are like Grenache, Sangiovese, Syrah, and even Pinot Noirs. And sadly, Zinfandel. Hence the white Zinfandel. But I never really seen a Rosé Malbec. So when I saw that, I was like, whoa, I need to try that. I need to really try it and see what that tastes like, because I don't normally run into anything like that. And I'm not a big Rosé fan, but you know, I love Malbecs. So I grabbed this. And when I grabbed it, I was like, okay, where's it from? Oh, perfect. It's from the Mendoza region, which has the best Malbecs around. When, if you want a really good Malbec, make sure you get the wine from the Mendoza region in Argentina. Those have the best. That's, once again, it's my opinion. But you look it up, people are going to say the same thing. But anyway, so I saw this and I was like, I got to grab this. I got to grab it and taste it. It was a $12 price point. You can get it for between $12 and $14 that I've seen. I think I got this one on sale for like $11.99. But I think it's a $14 price point. But look at that salmon, deep pinkish color. You know, when you get a rosé, you get your wine and then you squeeze it through the skins. And it gives a good little look to it. And it's really inviting in the look. So let's take a whiff. So beautiful, beautiful strawberries. So when I opened this wine, I was like, whoa, strawberries. And I don't get that normally with a deep Malbec. But this started making me think I'm getting into something really, really different. So strawberries popping out, probably some really light cherries. They say, what do they say? Red cherries and a hint of spice. I don't get the spice. Maybe the spice is in the flavor. So let's taste it now. So very, very, not the sweet strawberry, but they're like I'll say wild strawberries, that if you pull off a vine, that it really doesn't have that sweetness to it, but it has that strawberry taste, but not with the deep sweetness. And I keep saying that because I'm trying to remember that. And then it has a little alcohol heat to it. I like that, but that flavor is really cool. And I like it because it's not my normal rosé. Normally I get a rosé with if it's a little heat, but no flavors. It's kind of, it tastes pink, you know? If you follow me, it tastes pink. And you know, that's the one thing you don't like, to distinguish a wine in a certain way, that it, you know, I look at it, it's one of those pink wines and it tastes pink. This don't taste that way. It's a really good strawberry. And hold on. I just wanted to hold that in the front of my tongue. It's a little dry as well, which is a good thing too. So I got the dryness, I got the strawberries, and I got the heat of the alcohol. But a really nice balanced, really, really balanced, good finish too. It gives you the taste and everything. But this is a Creole Rose of Malbec. See that? A Suzanne Balbo. Suzanne Balbo. It's a 2017 as well. So if you look at that from Mendoza, Argentina. And you know, it's a really good rosé. If you're really looking to get a rosé, I'm telling you, it's really, really good. And I opened it last night, so I drank one, and here's my second glass on that. I messed up because I was eating something spicy, and it blew up in my mouth. So I was like, nope, not the wine to drink with spice. So I pushed down on that, but good seafood and everything with that. But I'm going to finish it off. I'm going to have some salmon today, and I'm going to actually go with that. But anyway, Bougie Black Brother, I am on the Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube. Go to Urban Wine Life and you'll see all my reviews and things from that. Or Urban Wine Life on all podcast downloads. I hope you enjoy it. Check them out and see what I'm having for the next couple of weeks. Thank you very much. See you next time.